Welcome to Holiday Extra's Suitcase Stories, the podcast that lets you travel the world without having to go anywhere. Join us, the team behind Holiday Extra's social media accounts, as we unpack our suitcase of behind-the-scenes stories from recent trips, share our tried and tested travel hacks, test our travel knowledge, discuss the latest travel trends, and decide where to travel to next. Phew! How many times can one person fit the word travel into a sentence? Okay, let's get on with the show. All right, and welcome to the first episode of 2024 of Holiday Extra's Suitcase Stories. Hello, everyone.
Hello. Hello.
Did you? That's a good start.
Oops.
2024.
Whoop, whoop. I wrote 2025 the other day, actually.
No. Where are you taking the year?
I know. A bit too keen there. But yes, we're joined by Laura.
Hi.
Laura.
Hello.
And Tim.
Hiya.
Who is a new addition for this episode. Tim, do you want to give us a little bit of context as to who you are and why you're here?
Yeah, sure. So I'm Tim. I'm Technical Growth Lead at Holiday Extras. And basically, I look at growing the business and basically improving the customer flow. And we've been looking after insurance recently.
Nice. And we're going to be getting on to all the exciting techie things that you've been doing within the insurance world a little bit later that will kind of help our customers' journey. But to begin this episode, as it is the beginning of 2024, we've got to talk about what plans we've got going on, what travel plans we've got happening in the next year. I mean, has anybody got any ideas? Has anyone booked? It's meant to be the busiest time to be booking holidays is now. In fact, you said it, didn't you, to me earlier? It's Blue Monday.
It is.
Allegedly, Blue Monday, which was started up by a travel company. I've got to remember which one it was.
Of course it's a travel company.
It was a travel company to encourage people to book more trips.
It's all psychological.
To say, you're depressed. It's a really rubbish day of the year. I know, why don't you book a holiday?
I'm here for it, to be honest.
So has anyone got any kind of feeling like, I just need to book a holiday? I was actually looking yesterday, I have to say.
So. I look most days of the week, to be honest, no matter if it's Blue Monday or not. This year is the year I'm going to go to Italy. I've decided that. Oh. Italy's on the cards for 2024. And on TikTok last night, I saw that apparently the big one this year is safaris. So lots of people are like planning safaris this year, and like TikTok's all over TikTok basically. That's what I'm saying.
No, I want to go.
Oh my God, there are so many planning videos. It is planning galore. Like how to get the best deal and all that kind of stuff.
No,
what we should go see and
let's do it.
Have you made any set plans yet for 2024?
No.
No.
Not yet.
No, yeah.
We're working on it, aren't we?
Oh, for work?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are working on it. We've got a big old document with various places. The team's going out to Lanzarote this year, which will be fun. And then we would also like to do France.
Yeah.
That's a big statement to do France.
Because of the Olympics.
Yes, yeah. Because of the Olympics. And obviously because we're sponsoring Sam and we just want to showcase as much as possible for that. And then there's a lot of other question marks.
Yeah.
We've got a big old list.
I want to do, in my private life, I want to do a big holiday this year.
Oh, do you? Where?
Maybe Costa Rica.
Oh, that is a big
magical
one.
Yeah. It was that Costa Rica was my, like, just bucket list ultimate destination I wanted to get to.
Yeah.
Must have gone about 5-6 years ago. It's incredible.
Okay.
It's so worth it. It's very calm, very kind country. They don't have an army. They don't have.
They're not.
No, it's at all. You have to pay like tourism tax in a lot of different towns that you get to, which goes into their sustainability and everything. Obviously, it's very nature driven. I mean, for me, it's like surfing and yoga on tap. So I was just like in my element.
Amazing.
But yeah. Go. You can get direct now from Gatwick.
Can you?
That's 8 hours direct.
8 hours.
Yeah.
That'd be fine.
You're going to have to do some gym workouts on the plane.
I will just go on Stairmaster for another hour. That's a good idea.
The only thing I think about Costa Rica, I know nothing about the country, so I don't even know if this is true. I just think of toucans. Are there toucans there? I don't even know if it's true.
Their main thing is sloths. So like,
I love
oh,
sloth.
You should go and see a sloth.
Yeah, I've got to hold a sloth.
Yeah. Oh, you should definitely do that.
Yeah, that's like the big thing. They're really quite hard to find because obviously they move so slowly and they're quite camouflaged and you really have to like look in the undergrowth.
I actually, like in secret, sometimes when I'm feeling sad, I watch on YouTube a bucket full of baby sloths.
Oh, and sloths.
It's so hard to be sad when you see these cute baby sloths like trying to...
Anybody listening to this right now thinking the next thing I'm going to do is Google a bucket of baby sloths.
So cute.
Don't worry, I'm sure we can find a link somewhere.
That is so...
Give it a go.
We'll share it out, you know.
Just my top
tips.
There
we go, top tip for Blue Monday.
And mental health.
Yeah.
Sloths.
Baby sloths. Tim, what about you? Where are you planning for 2024? Have you got any ideas?
Nothing in the short term. Just had a baby.
Congratulations!
5 months ago. Cheers. So nothing like too far abroad. Maybe a short haul somewhere in the middle of the year. But at the end of the year, planning for Christmas next year already. Big family, get away in the snow. Possibly Switzerland or something like that.
Oh, amazing.
Yeah, be nice. Yeah.
Oh,
that must be a whole gear shift to have to plan to travel with a baby.
Yeah, the amount of stuff you have to carry around with you is crazy. Like, you always got a full boot of just all the luggage they need and stuff like that. Yeah, it's crazy.
But before they're two, they're free to fly.
Yeah, exactly.
So there's this whole... don't have to pay for them before they're two.
Babies are free.
Because they don't need a seat.
Oh my God, why do people not travel well with a baby then?
You can just ignore the...
I mean, some people probably get shady looks when you see the baby. You know, when you sit down and then you get all comfy and then you look over the side and the baby starts screaming. Just ignore them. If it's free, why not do it more?
Well, like Tim said, there's a lot of stuff to think about. I mean, my daughter, the reason we haven't done it is because you can't even get her on a train. She's petrified of a train and the noises. And so she's now two. So, you know, we'll have to pay for her. We want to go, we keep talking about going to Sri Lanka, but to pay like nearly £1,000 for a 2-year-old's ticket.
It's a lot, isn't it?
Plane. Oh. I'm like, now I don't want to do it. So it's a really tricky one, isn't
it?
Because now she'd probably... I don't know. It's a really tricky one to know when is the best time. I mean, lots of people do travel with their babies and it's, you know, all for them, definitely. But we never did it, to say. But Switzerland, skiing.
Yeah, it would mostly drive, to be honest.
Drive, yeah. There we go. We drove to France, actually, just because then you could just bung everything in the car.
Yeah, exactly. You stop off as many times you want. Don't have to worry about long haul flights and stuff like that with a baby.
Exactly, 100%.
I actually had really good experience with flying with Brit when she was a baby. Yeah.
See, it's exactly. Like, you can do it, definitely.
Yeah.
Where did you go?
I went to Crete. I went to Tenerife. Nowhere too far.
Yeah, I think that's...
But all the cabin crew and all the airlines I flew with were really amazing because she was, like, 18 months. Yeah. So she was toddling.
That's the thing. If you're doing the short haul, it's okay. It's when you've got to do a big flight and then you've got to deal with a jet lag.
No.
And a baby's... timing the next... You know, if you're going to do long haul, that's a lot to think about, so... Yeah.
It's good if you go with a lot of people, though.
Yeah.
Oh. You can do the parcel.
Oh, my goodness.
You want the baby now.
Biggest tip you can give to anybody when they say, what's your biggest tip for travelling with kids? Bring grandparents.
Yeah.
Bring grandparents. That's, you know, I've just come back from Centre Parks and we bought the grandparents came with us. And it definitely took the edge off. You're just able to kind of do your thing a little bit more. So. Yeah, and obviously, you know, it's nice memories, nice experiences made. I probably will not be travelling in the next foreseeable future because I'm now 24 weeks pregnant, and when you get to 28 weeks, you are not insurable to travel, which is a bit. You can still travel, you can still fly, but you have to be. Most airlines will ask for a letter from the doctor. And insurance companies will insure you, but they won't insure you for anything pregnancy related. So you're in a sort of really weird grey area. So I'm going to be staying on British soil for a little bit longer. Hey ho, there's always Cornwall. Love Cornwall. Right, okie dokie. So, guys, we've got lots of plans coming up, lots of exciting travel plans. But what about travel hacks for 2024? Any ones you've got in mind? Any that you're thinking, this is going to be really useful?
I've got one.
Yep.
So, and it's on the AI theme. So for where did we go? Last year. Where did we go? Porto. For Porto, we used ChatGPT to plan it all. And also, we every trip since then, I have used ChatGPT to plan where we're going. Like, and like asking it different spots to go see, asking it like restaurant recommendations, everything.
And it's always come through.
Yeah. We went to a restaurant, I think, based on it in Porto.
Yeah.
And it was great. The food was lovely. Yeah, it was great. We like all of the places we saw in Porto was down to ChatGPT. Also, I used it for Lapland planning, all of the activities and stuff it suggested on that.
Is there a way or an etiquette to sort of pose the questions? Because it's funny, I was writing a very boring solicitor letter with my sister the other day, and she put it into ChatGPT. And I was like, oh, you're very polite to your ChatGPT. She was like, she put please and thank you.
Oh, I do.
Please,
that.
Can you do this?
You're not meant to.
And I'm like, make this sound better. Put in the letter or whatever. So do you think that there is a way to
ask it really nicely?
Yeah, and you'll get a better response.
I don't know if you get a better response, but I'm like, I'm going to this. Can you please give me some suggestions for what I should do in this location? I like doing this and this.
Yeah. And so you say what you like. Yeah. That's a very good tip.
And then it will come back. So, like, for work, for filming, I'm like, can you please give me some suggestions on, like, locations that would look good on camera and all that kind of stuff?
Great. And it's and have you had any that you've gone, okay, yeah, you got this one wrong?
No, not really. No, I then go, like, it gives you tons of information in different places to go through. So then, obviously, the next step is to then go look at them and research them and actually see if it's something you'd want to do. And also, I mean, I even put locations in. So, like, for our hotel in, I can't remember which destination it was, but I even put the hotel address in and said, I want it to be within 20 minutes walking distance from this. And it came back.
That's useful.
It was all, yeah, all great.
So maybe the key is in the detail.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I would say as much detail as you can give it.
Give examples.
Yeah. Examples.
They did actually some testing on the being nice to it. And if you do say please and thank you to it, it will give you a better response.
That is actually true. Yeah. Okay, so I need to get better etiquette.
Yeah. And sometimes if it's like not giving you the right answer, if you say take a breath to it, it will come back with a better answer. Take a breath and come back to me.
I just say, I think I might just put, like, go again.
Yeah.
But we say, like, breathe through it. That's really interesting.
That is interesting.
Oh, it's so interesting, isn't it?
I'm going to try that.
I literally do it as if I'm writing it to a friend.
Yeah. Well, it is like your travel buddy. Yeah, telling you where to go, you know.
I think there is, like, an actual website dedicated to, like, an AI tool that's dedicated to, like, travel itineraries and stuff like that. But I can't remember the name of it, so.
Super interesting.
But there definitely is one. Yeah, oops.
So, Laura, what about you?
I would just say airport, hotel the night before, bag drop the night before, get up, easy.
Bag drop?
Yeah.
Never done that one.
Really?
Done the hotel, never bag drop.
Yeah, it's amazing.
So what happens if you're like, oh, Mum, my toothbrush is in my bag? You've got to be prepared with your overnight bag, haven't you?
Yeah.
But everything else is.
I'd rather just get rid of the suitcases, me.
I'd rather get rid of it.
Because in the morning you get up, it's just me.
Also, if you're a long haul flight, you're going to want most of that stuff on the flight anyway.
Yeah.
Like, if it's super long haul, you might want to brush your teeth before you land, you never know.
Exactly.
All that kind of stuff.
So then you don't have to queue or any of that.
In the morning, no stress. Straight through security into a lounge.
Boom. Smooth. Boy, I like it. Like it a lot. And, Tim.
Yeah, so the main one is obviously on the AI theme. We've recently launched a AI tool for travel insurance, and it's called SID. And it basically helps you read your policy wordings and ask it natural language questions, and it'll come back with all of the kind of like stuff you're covered for and all that. Because we did some research of 1,000 customers and found that 55% of customers weren't reading their policy wordings and didn't know if they were covered for stuff.
No, well, I have to say.
No, I don't ever read it.
It's a lot of words.
Exactly, yeah.
It's a lot. And it's a lot to take in.
Okay, I tried printing it off. I broke the printer.
Oh, really?
Because it was so many pages.
Well, also the printer here is it's not in my good books currently. It jammed 3 times while I was printing this document. But there was about 95 pages, I think, in the document.
Yeah.
Right.
It took so so long and I didn't realise it was that long. I really regretted trying to print it. It was for, it's a prop for a video, that's the reason. But yeah, like 4 pages in, I was like, I'm regretting this hard. I wish I hadn't done this. Never going to read it.
So, for example, just say you have worldwide year-round travel insurance.
Yeah.
And then you break your leg in July and you've got a holiday in the September.
Yeah. Right?
So you could technically still fly, you think. So would you then go, do you know what, I'm going to go into this AI tool,
yeah,
type in, is my policy, will my policy cover me because I've now broken my leg, please? And then it will it look through,
yeah,
your, and it will say what you're covered for.
Yeah, so it'll look through all 97 pages of the policy wording and basically come back with an answer. And if it doesn't know the answer, it'll come back and say you need to get in contact with HolLectures directly to kind of like talk you through with an agent. But yeah, should come back with a good answer for you.
And is this very unique to HolLectures?
Yes, so we're at the forefront of this and there's no other insurance company out there doing this.
Amazing.
Yeah. I guess it's like when we had Sarah on the podcast, mm, and she was talking about some people don't realise that different, motorbikes?
Is it,
yeah,
motorbikes?
Yeah. Are covered and some aren't.
Mm. Yeah.
Such an easy way,
yeah,
to then go ask it, oh, is this specific, mm, one?
Well, yeah, whilst you're on holidays, because you don't know what you're going to come up against on your holiday.
Exactly.
You might not know that you're going to rent a moped, yeah, or something, and then you go, oh, actually, fancy that. Didn't realise that was here. Quick.
Yeah.
So how would you log into the HolLectures website?
Yeah, so it's on HolLectures / travel insurance / SID, SYD.
Yeah. And why is it called SID?
Search your documents.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Love it. We actually put in some funny questions the other day, didn't we?
We did, actually.
I put in there, am I covered if I get slapped around the face by a fish?
And it gave us an answer.
And it gave us loads of information about
and
doing water
say?
Sports and stuff like that.
Very relevant to the question as well.
Yeah.
Nice.
Like, just random.
No.
put you in context, you know. Yeah. If you're skiing, you might get a fish flying, yeah, up.
And it gave us two different situations, didn't,
yeah,
it? But it was like, well, if you get slapped up by a fish in this situation.
Or this situation, yeah, and this situation. It
was pretty funny.
It was amazing. I mean, I could lose hours doing
yeah,
that.
Yeah.
So my very untechnical mind, how have you managed to get this thing to go into such detail like that?
So basically, it just reads the OpenAI, which is ChatGPT in the background, basically reads all of the documentation and then kind of looks for similarities in your question and then pulls back all that information and sends that off to ChatGPT. Great. And it comes up with a response.
And it's all live, it's all there, yeah, for people to use. And have you had good feedback so far?
Yeah, really good feedback. So all of our, it went up to the BBC and they gave us some good feedback,
yeah,
and all the responses that it comes back with. Yeah.
So game changer.
Yeah,
real
really good.
Game changer, because you do wonder, don't you, when you pay for something and you sign, you think, I'm sorted. And actually,
when we were planning Finland, it was really, because I had to talk to the insurance guys because I was like, I don't quite know what we're covered to do or what we're not covered to do. And then there was different situations where it was like, okay, this activity isn't motorised. So because it's not motorised, you're covered.
Yeah.
But only if you have a professional driving you. If you were driving it, you wouldn't be. There was tons. And I don't know how I would have figured that out if I hadn't had someone to talk to. But now I can literally, without bothering anyone, could just go put it in there, couldn't I?
Exactly, yeah. Activities is the one that most people get tripped up by, is not knowing if you're covered for a bungee jump, et cetera, yeah, like ride a motorcycle and stuff like that. It's always the ones that catch people out.
And then if it just say, it does say, no, your policy does not cover you for a bungee jump, you would then contact HolLectures,
yeah,
speak to an agent who can then upgrade your policy to,
yeah,
cover
they,
you.
Yeah, they may be able to cover you, they might, may not be able to cover you. And sometimes the activity holders do have insurance themselves.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's not very good insurance, it won't cover you for everything, like repatriation or something like that. But yeah, you'd have to speak to HolLectures.
So. But at least you're a little bit more in control of the situation.
Exactly, yeah. You know whether you should do that activity or not.
Great. Yeah.
And you can then do a risk based on your personal, what you're comfortable with, can't you?
Exactly, yeah.
What is your personal risk comfort? I don't know what the phrase is,
amazing,
but you know what I mean.
We're only in January with this thing, so goodness knows, in this time next year or the end of the year.
2025,
where it's going to be. And it's super, super exciting. It's fascinating, actually. It's really fascinating. Thank you very much for filling us in on that.
No worries.
All right, so it's travel trivia time.
Oh no!
Can I remember my buzzer sound?
Can I use Sid?
you Laura's not the biggest fan of the trivia.
Okay.
It finds it a bit overwhelming, I think, sometimes.
It's just the pressure.
But we like to have buzzer sounds. So, Laura, what's your buzzer sound?
Beep.
I bet.
Cacao!
You're going to stick with this one?
Yeah, very chicken different.
Sound? Tim, have you got a buzzer sound?
You stole my beep. That was going
to be. Oh, I like it. We've not had that.
That's good. That's brilliant. Mine.
Love it. Okay, so I've got three questions.
Yep.
First one to answer the question wins the point, and then we see how we get on.
Okay.
Okay. So I think clean slate for 2024, actually. Aww. Laura was definitely in the lead.
I would not be clean slate for 2024.
Okay. The iconic monument, often referred to as the City of Light, located in the heart of Paris, France, is known as...
Coco!
The Louvre.
No.
Yes.
Eiffel Tower.
Yes!
That makes more sense.
There we go. Good to know for your France content when it comes up next year, or this year. Tim, 1 point. Very good. Eiffel Tower. In the movie Mamma Mia, a young woman is about to get married and invites three men who might be her father to her wedding on a picturesque Greek island. What is the name of the island?
Oh, no.
You a Mamma Mia fan?
No. Never seen
about that one.
Should we just guess?
No. It's Aphrodite is the goddess that's meant to be there, and then they split in the middle and it's like, Aphrodite! No.
No one? No. Crete? No. It's actually a fictional Greek island called Kalokari.
Kalokari! Oh, I did know that one.
But it was filmed on... Skopelos. Did you hear Skopelos? I don't know that one. Maybe they had to probably use a quiet one for filming.
Yeah, they did. And then, I think, this is right, don't quote me if it's wrong, I think they filmed it there for the first one, but then the first one there made it quite popular, so then they had to change filming locations
course,
for the second one.
Because you're suddenly going to get the world and his wife coming.
Yeah. I didn't like the film, but I like the musical. Go figure.
Did you watch number two?
Well, it's not for me.
But Cher has the greatest moment of all time in that film. Oh my God, we can't be friends.
Yeah, but I like a horror, you like that.
Very different.
Different.
Maybe
Mamma
Mia. Yeah. A thriller. So no points to anyone on that one. Okay, third question. Machu Picchu, the ancient Incan citadel located in the Andes Mountains, is a UNESCO World Heritage Site. In which country can it be found?
Peru.
Yes!
Yeah. Right. I switched off.
You started looking at the map.
I was looking at Gwid like, is anything in here?
I thought you were looking at the map, like you'd be able to see it on there.
No, I was looking at Gwid for moral support.
You know what? That was one of my bucket lists for a long time, and then suddenly... social media got a hold of it, a bit like you're saying about the safaris, and you then, if you like look into like, you know, Insta versus reality, and you see these reality shots of hordes of people hiking up, and you just think, no, that's not for me.
It's like that one, is it Thailand? That really famous one where the person stands in like the middle of the two pillar things, and then it looks like shining water, but it's not actually shining water. Guide photographer has put a mirror there.
Oh.
It's just like mirror. And if you take that away, it's just literally paved and
That's false advertising.
Yeah. It is.
I want a refund.
That's the problem with these places. So there we go. Well, one and one.
Do you know what? It's the taking part that counts, guys.
It is exactly, the taking part.
We'll get you a medal.
Well done, everyone. Well, lovely. Thank you, Tim, for coming and joining us
on
this episode. Super interesting. I'm fascinated. I'm going to get on to the Holiday Extras insurance AI, Sid, and have a little ask it some random questions because I think that sounds hilarious.
It was actually quite fun.
And looking forward to 2024.
Whoop, whoop.
Over and out.
Thanks for joining us on this episode of Holiday Extras Suitcase Stories. We hope you enjoyed travelling the world with us, and don't forget to subscribe to this show so you never miss an episode. We love hearing from our listeners, so please feel free to reach out to us on our social media channels and share your own travel stories and tips. Until next time, happy travels.